This morning, LA television stations and TMZ are reporting that Corey Haim was taken to Providence St. Medical Center, St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank and pronounced dead at 3:30 this morning. Corey Haim, dead this morning at the age of 38. And we have someone who says he's a good friend of Corey Haim. You want to open the door and let this gentleman in the studio? He works here in the building. He's our maintenance man. It's Clarence Murphy. Clarence, sorry about the news of, I guess, a friend of yours passing today.
Well, it is. It's very sad that Corey Haim has gone on to his great reward.
You throw out a lot of stuff. Did you really know him? You were really friends with
him? I did know him. Actually, odds are he's in hell. I don't know about great reward, but
gosh.
The way it works is this. My sister's aunt was Douglas Fairbanks. And through Mary Pickford, I got to know Lindsay Lohan's sister, who had adopted the godfather of Corey Haim.
I don't buy any of that.
So kind of convoluted, but also kind of fun to follow. So he and I had got to be, you know, kind of friends. And make no mistake, this guy, he was a troubled guy. Troubled kid.
Yeah.
He'd gotten into some stuff. And did he do drugs? Yes. But we all did back in the 60s.
Yeah.
I think that the media's missing the real story here.
Whoa, are you okay, Clarence?
Yeah, I think the real story is being friends with Corey Feldman is the problem. First Michael Jackson, now Corey Haim. I don't know.
Suspicious, huh?
Yeah, if I was Vince Neil, I'd be worried right about now. I told someone in January that one of the Coreys wouldn't see Christmas, and I was right. I just thought it'd be that douchebag Feldman.
Golly, Clarence.
Not your friend Haim.
But I just saw Corey Haim the other night.
Are you okay? Sounds like one of those things just popped loose. You okay?
I was just hanging out at an Oscar party, and he was there. It was me and Corey Haim and Marie Antoinette.
Who?
Showgirl screenwriter Joe Esterhaus. Fox 4 Steve Eager. The eyeballs from the Geico stack of money.
What a very, very eclectic mix.
Not even the stack of money, just the eyeballs, huh?
Corey, then he was pretty loaded up, and I said, he ain't long for this world. And that was right.
That's kind of sad, Clarence. Sorry to hear that.
So they've asked me to speak it as a eulogy, whatever you call it.
Eulogy?
Yeah, and of course, I'm going to be an honorary pallbearer. I can't get up there and carry that thing with his back anymore.
Yeah.
So why are you laughing?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing about your back or the fact that your friend is no longer with us.
How about them Mavericks, huh?
What about Corey Haim?
Well, he's dead. What else you want me to say about him? I can't bring him back, Junior.
I thought you were torn up.
Well, I am, but life moves on.
I guess we all agree.
Haven't we mourned Corey Haim long enough?
Well, he's only been dead like an hour.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's a coon's age to me.
What better way to honor him than to play a Mavericks game?
That's exactly right. Ask Norm. He'll tell you. The only way to honor the dead is continuous sports.
Win one for the Haim.
How about those Mavericks?
I used to play basketball. I don't know if you guys knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I used to play with Blackman.
You played with Rolando Blackman?
No, not Rolando Blackman. I played at Grambling. I was the only white guy on the team.
Oh, okay.
I know you guys are up against it, but I just wanted to come on here and pay such a tribute
to
that
was a really weird visit.
Dear close friend, Corey Feldman or Haim, whichever one died.
Well, hang in there.
Why don't you guys come on down to the boiler room when you get the chance? I just made a fresh batch of Divinity.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
To honor.
Corey Haim.
Made it last night.
Well, he just died.
Well, you know.
He was expecting it, remember?
Yeah.
I was anticipating it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one died again? Haim. Was it the Feldman or Haim?
Not sure what to believe out of
all
you,
right,
Clarence.
All right. See you later, Dr.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you. There's our maintenance man, Clarence. 8:48 here on Sports Radio.